Welcome to this brawl. Connection established.
Today we're going deep on Kerberoasting, the attack that turns Kerberos' own design into a credential extraction machine. Any domain user. Zero admin rights, and you walk away with crackable service account hashes. We'll cover exactly how it works, who's been hit, and why GMSs are your only real defense. Origins and why systems are vulnerable. Kerberoasting was first publicly documented by Tim Medin at DerbyCon 2014, where he demonstrated requesting Kerberos service tickets and cracking them offline to recover service account passwords. The technique exploits a fundamental design decision in Kerberos. Service tickets, TGS, are encrypted using the service account's password hash, and any authenticated domain user can request a ticket for any service with a registered service principal name, SPN. The architectural vulnerability stems from Kerberos' trust model. When Microsoft implemented Kerberos in Active Directory, they chose RC4H MAC encryption, using NTLM hashes, as the default for backwards compatibility. The KDC doesn't validate whether the requesting user actually needs access to the service. It simply issues tickets on request. Any domain user can enumerate SPNs via LDAP. Service tickets are encrypted with the service account's password-derived key. Tickets are provided without proof of service access need. Offline cracking leaves no failed authentication logs. This isn't a bug. It's Kerberos working exactly as designed. The protocol assumed service account passwords would be strong and machine-generated, but human-managed service accounts with weak passwords became the norm. Here's my take on this. Kerberos hands you encrypted material keyed to the password. It's not a vulnerability. It's a feature that becomes an attack vector when you combine any user can request tickets with humans pick terrible passwords. Real-world incidents and public disclosures. Kerberoasting has been weaponized extensively by sophisticated threat actors. Fin7/Carbonac, 2017-2020. Mandiant documented Fin7 using Kerberoasting as a standard lateral movement technique after initial compromise of retail and hospitality targets. They specifically targeted service accounts with administrative privileges. APT29/CozyBear, 2020, during the SolarWinds campaign. CISA noted APT29 used Kerberoasting among other credential access techniques to escalate privileges within compromised networks. Lazarus Group, 2022, Microsoft Threat Intelligence reported North Korean actors using Kerberoasting against defense contractors, specifically targeting SQL Server service accounts. Spectre Ops Research, 2019, Will Schroeder and Harm Giroy published extensive research on targeted Kerberoasting, demonstrating how attackers could set SPNs on high-value accounts they'd already compromised to enable future cracking. The attack remains prevalent because it requires zero elevated privileges and generates minimal detectable noise compared to password spraying or brute forcing. Here's my take on this. The SolarWinds incident showed us that even nation-states with zero-day capabilities still use Kerberoasting. Why burn expensive exploits when any domain user can request crackable tickets? Realistic attack walkthrough. This walkthrough assumes you have authenticated domain user credentials from an authorized penetration test. No admin rights required. 1. Target identification. First, enumerate accounts with SPNs. These are your Kerberoastable targets. 2. Request service tickets. Request TGS tickets for all Kerberoastable accounts. Prioritize accounts in privileged groups. 3. Identify high-value targets. Filter for accounts with privileged group memberships or admin indicative names. 4. Offline cracking. Transfer hashes to your cracking rig. RC4 tickets crack fastest. 5. Verification and evidence collection. Validate crack credentials work. Document for your report, SPN enumeration output. Ticket request timestamps. Cracked passwords. Time to crack, and which accounts had privileged access. Here's my take on this. Request tickets for all Kerberostable accounts, but prioritize cracking based on group membership. A service account and domain admins cracks just as fast as one with no privileges. Target smart. Defense playbook. Detection. Monitor Windows Event ID 4, 7, 6, 9, Kerberos service ticket operations for anomalies. Single user requesting tickets for multiple SPNs rapidly. Ticket encryption type 0x17, RC4, when ICE is available. Service ticket requests from unusual source IPs. Prevention. Implement these controls mapped to MITRE ATT and CKT 1558.003. SIS Control 5.2. Use Group Managed Service Accounts, GMSA, with 120-character auto-rotating passwords. NIST CSFPR. AC1. Enforce ICE 256 encryption for Kerberos. Disable RC4 via GPO. Require 25-plus character passwords for remaining user-managed service accounts. Audit and remove unnecessary SPNs. Validation. Run the attack playbook against your own environment quarterly. Verify cracking time exceeds your password rotation interval. Here's my take on this. GMSs are your silver bullet here. If you do one thing this week, identify every service account with an SPN and start migrating to GMSs. No human-managed password means nothing to crack. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Kerberos by design allows any domain user to request service tickets encrypted with service account password hashes. This is the exploitable root vulnerability. Takeaway 2. APT29 used Kerberosting during the SolarWinds campaign, demonstrating nation-state adoption of this technique. Takeaway 3. The attack requires only standard domain credentials. Rubius or mpackets get user spends.py can extract crackable tickets in seconds. Takeaway 4. Group managed service accounts, GMs, with auto-rotating 120-character passwords eliminate the attack surface entirely. Takeaway 5. Architects must disable RC4 encryption for Kerberos via GPO and audit all accounts with SPNs for weak passwords immediately. That's Kerberosting. Elegant in its simplicity. Devastating in its effectiveness. Remember, if you have service accounts with SPNs and human-chosen passwords, you're one domain user compromise away from privilege escalation. Migrate to GMSs. Kill RC4 and assume attackers are already requesting tickets in your environment. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with a Z, at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant. Stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.